What's going on, family? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host, Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody in the building tuning in. Ladies and gentlemen, today's show is brought to you by Kadu Skincare. That's the one-stop shop for all your skincare needs. They have everything from vegan lip balms to luxurious oat-filled body creams, herbal body butters, hair oils, everything that you need to get your look in order. They're black-owned and a woman-owned business. Go to Kedu, K-E-D-U, skincare.com. And also, today's show is brought to you by OxyWellness.com to experience the natural benefits of what CBD can do for your health and well-being. Check out OxyWellness.com. They also have THC-friendly products that will align with your ointments and skin pain regimens and everything you need that will help you with inflammation, anxiety, and the whole nine yards. And also, you can get into the distribution side of the game as well. So check them out on Instagram, also at Oxy Wellness, at OXYWELLNESS. That's how you spell it. And we're gonna chop up some good game on today's broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. While everybody's being notified that I'm live right now, I need y'all to hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. Ladies and gentlemen, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. And while everybody's piling on in the room, I want y'all to share the link to this room. And we will be right back right after this commercial break. So family, do not move a muscle.
Listen up, squares. You need to get the legendary book on game, The Art of Mackin, by author Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack. And the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game. Jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your mackin', get The Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG. That stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
Are you looking to start your own business? Millions of brothers have turned to eBay to escape the rat race. Become your own boss and get the Power Seller Research eBook. It's a comprehensive, step-by-step guide that explains how to start an eBay business. The website is powersellerresearch.com. Again, that's powersellerresearch.com.
What's up, family? As you all know, it is tax time right now, and I know you need to get those tax refund checks back to bring your business up to speed. So bring your business to Comos Reliable Refund. Get expert help from a CPA for your business and your individual taxes. You can follow them on Instagram at KOMOS_reliable_refund or reach out to them at ComosReliableFund.com. That's KOMOSReliableRefund.com. It's tax time again, so let the experts at Clark Pro Taxes make filing your taxes easy for you. They can prepare your taxes in person or virtually in all 50 states. Just snap a picture of your documents and leave the rest to them. Let Clark Pro Taxes prepare your personal or your business taxes. So get in touch with them right now at www.clarkprotaxes.com. Their calendars are open right now and they're pre-booking for the new tax season. That's clarkprotaxes.com and follow them on Facebook at Clark Pro Taxes. What's going on, family? Are you a diabetic and you reside in Atlanta? Do you have unexpired test strips? Well, if you do, you can make fast cash right now. Call or text Latoya of Martha and Betty Medical Commodities at 504-478-7148. That's 504-478-7148 or email her at care@marthaandbetty.com. She helps place test strips to those who can't afford them. So check them out right now. Listen, are you ashy as hell? Do you have dry, parched skin? Does your elbows look like elephant knees? If so, you want to get your skin from crusty to lovely, go to ashkicking.com to get all the lotions, lubricants, and body butters that you need to get your skin in order. They got all types of health and beauty products, everything you need. They got incense, things to make your house smell good, things to make you smell good. So again, go to ashkicking.com. Again, that's ashkicking.com.
The year is 2079. The futuristic nation of New Albion has been created to maintain a new racial apartheid system. There is a planned genocide that is going to target the nation's black population. A small group of black revolutionaries band together to launch guerrilla warfare attacks against their oppressors. Do they fail, or do they succeed? Find out the answer by reading the book, Avoid the Machines, the new novel by author Scotty Vasco. Avoid the Machines, now available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave an op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Old goon juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at oldgoonjuice.com. If they thinking you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximal strip, hit them haters on ground, so you can feel free when you out in the town. Old goon juice, and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
Let's get down to it.
You are now tuned in to the godfather of the game. Often imitated and always celebrated.
Stop sloganeering. Sloganeering kills people.
Hey yo, check this out. It's
Tariq Nasheed on Tariq Radio.
Let's go. Let's go.
Be my goddamn thumb alone.
Oh, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. We are back. Glad to have y'all in the house, man. Welcome to Tariq Radio. Hope everybody has shared the link. Let everybody know that we're live. Glad to have y'all in here on this beautiful, beautiful midday week. By the way, family, a lot of people, they've been asking about me and my lady's baby registry, because people like to send stuff whenever we have babies. And I very much appreciate the family. A lot of folks like to send stuff. They like to send gifts. So a lot of people have been asking me and my lady, where can they send gifts? And what we've done to make it easier for everybody to send gifts, because we don't need anything, but we appreciate the love, just the gifts and just the thought and just the community input with welcoming our bundle of joy. We appreciate that. So, family, we got a link right below in the profile down below. We have our registry on Amazon, and we wanted to do a registry this time because, like I said, whenever we have kids, people send us a bunch of stuff. They send a lot of stuff to our office. We get a lot of stuff sent to the office, and sometimes it's a lot of weird stuff. I'll say that. They send a lot of weird stuff. A lot of people be trying to promote their businesses, and they send a lot of stuff. They send like a corduroy onesie for the babies, and we can't put a corduroy onesie on the baby. We do have a name. We'll let y'all know the baby's name when the baby is born. But right now, the working name is, her nickname is Kwoko Nisha. So little baby Kwoko Nisha, Kwoko Nisha Nasheed. We have a baby registry for her. So if you guys would like to gift us some things from the baby registry, that's good. No corduroy onesies. Also, people be sending bibs with Dope Boy Entertainment printed on it. And, you know, Hot Nigga Records printed on the baby bib. We don't want that. That's why we have a registry. You know, people be sending baby shoes with little kitten heels on them and rhinestone buckles across them. No, we don't need that. We don't need that. Little Kwoko Nisha don't need to baby shoes with the kitten heels on them. So we have a registry of certain things that we would appreciate. We can appreciate certain things. Just, we keep it simple. We keep it simple. So the baby registry link is below, ladies and gentlemen. So let's show some community love to little Quoquo Nisha. She'll be here in about 10 weeks, ladies and gentlemen. So we're very excited for our new bundle of joy. My wife is very excited because this is her first girl. She wanted a girl from day one. So we got three boys, bad as hell. And she's been wanting a girl. So, man, my wife is revamping the whole house for this damn girl coming. It's like coming to America, ladies and gentlemen. We got all types of stuff going on. My wife is buying all pink everything, just pink every damn thing. Trying to paint the room pink, and it's just a bunch of stuff. But we're doing it. We're very excited. The baby is coming. Somebody said the link doesn't go to the registry. Hold on. What's going on with the link here? Hold on. Let me check and see. Is it working? Hold on. Okay. It's on my end it is. Let me see. Somebody said the link doesn't go to the registry. Hold on. Let me try something else here. Let me try something. Okay. Hold on. Let me try something. Maybe some. Let me know if it doesn't go. Let me try this. Let me try something here. Somebody said it's not going to it. It's Tariq and Alexis's baby registry. I think that's the name of it. But let me try this, family. Let me put this other link in here. Maybe this will work. Let me try this. I'm about to put another link in there. Somebody said, I'm glad y'all said something. Okay, there we go. Let's try this. Okay, I put another link in there. Hopefully that works. Okay. I put another link in there. Hopefully that works. I'm glad somebody said something. I'm glad I'm watching the thing. All right, y'all hit the button again. It works? Oh, so it's working for some other people. Okay, so y'all can put our name in there as well. All right, we got some cute little stuff in there. Real simple stuff. Some real simple stuff in there. Okay, I'm looking at it. I think it's working now, right? Okay, I think it's working. Is it working yet? Okay, I think it's working. Y'all just put our name in there. Y'all can put our name in there and check it out. All right, but hopefully it is working now. All right, let me try it again because I don't want y'all to send clothes to the wrong baby. Y'all send, you know, little Esmeralda some baby clothes down in Mexico somewhere. Okay, I think this is okay. All right. Okay. I think this is right. Our name should be on there, but okay. All right. So that's the link right there. That is the link right there, ladies and gentlemen. That is our link. So y'all, you know, let's see what's popping. But anyway, let's get into the topic here. Let's get into the topic, what we're going to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get into the topic. A lot of stuff we're going to touch on today. Somebody said that I see Earthquake on the Breakfast Club telling everybody to get out and vote. I have not seen Earthquake on the Breakfast Club, but shout out to Earthquake. I just saw Earthquake at the New Edition concert. Shout out to Earthquake. I saw him like outside by the VIP parking. Earthquake, he was with a badass chick too, by the way. Shout out to Earthquake. Earthquake's one of the funniest dudes out there in the comedy game. Very funny dude. But yeah, do not get out there and vote. No, you don't. This is what we're talking about on today's broadcast. We're talking about the importance of not voting. Everybody likes to tell you to go out there and vote. Go out there and vote. Just vote. Vote like your life depended on it. Just vote just for the hell of it. We are black people, particularly Foundation of Black Americans. We are the only group who are told to just get our asses out there and just vote for absolutely nothing. Just vote for the sake of voting. All right? We're told to get out there to vote simply for the sake of voting. Family, we've been doing that for half a century now. How has that worked for us, family? Family, we have to do things that are practical. We have to start doing things that make sense. We have to get out of this thing where we just do mindless things just because people tell us to do it. And there's no rhyme or reason. We just do it just because it's a tradition to do. And that's really what we're voting for. It's just a tradition. We get to be around some white folks for a couple of days. white people pretend to like us. White people come down to the black churches and eat a couple of sweet potato pies with you and sing some Negro spirituals and you feel good, that good old plantation feeling, and you come back with nothing. It's just a temporary plantation jubilee feeling. That's why they be selling, not even selling, giving away collard greens and black-eyed peas to get goofy Negroes to vote. Family, I'm talking about the importance of not voting, and I've talked about this many times, and I'm tripling down on it. People, especially Democratic shills, like to say, oh, that Tariq is out there telling people not to vote. How dare you? Yes, dare me. I'm absolutely telling people. Stop taking y'all goofy asses out there voting for nothing. We're getting slaughtered and hammered out here by the dominant society. We don't have no protection. They're not giving us no tangibles. And they're passing these symbolic bills that they don't even enforce. And we sit there going to the polls anyway, continuing to vote for these people like damn idiots. Family, we are better off conducting ourselves like maroons, because that's exactly what we are. We are on the outs with these people. Politics is warfare without bloodshed. All they're doing is waging war on us, and we're participating in their war against us by voting for nothing. We have to start being strategic now, doing the same old, and getting the same janky results. I'm sorry, getting the same janky results shows that this isn't working. We're acting like insane people by voting for nothing. We're going out here making a big hoopla, and they're telling you, yes, if it weren't for the black vote, we wouldn't be in office. This is what many of the Democrats say. And they turn around and not do a damn thing for us. That has to stop. We have to do something different. We have to stop doing things because we're comfortable with doing them. There is no logical reason for Foundation of Black Americans at this juncture to be out here voting when they don't have anything on the table for us. Not even basic protections, ladies and gentlemen. Now, today they made an announcement. There was a kid, Amir Locke. Amir Locke was shot by race soldiers. They ran up in his house on some no-knock warrant. They ran in the wrong house, and they executed this man while he was sleeping. He jumped up startled, tried to grab his tool. He didn't know what happened, and they blew this young man away. And they just announced today that there's not going to be any charges against the race soldiers, and then the white supremacists sent out their Negro splainers, because that's what they do. They have Negro whisperers out here to explain to us why they're not going to punish race soldiers for harming us. All right. They had Sharpton and Ben Crump and Amir Locke's mother out there. Let's look at a little piece of that, ladies and gentlemen. Let's look at a little piece of it. Hold on one second. Hold on.
Along with attorney Ben Crump, who I call the attorney general of Black America. And as
I don't call him that.
Many families joined us today from around the country and stand with this mother as she gets this this news that there will not be an indictment of this policeman. This is an example of why we cannot stop fighting for federal law, because this is a slap in the face to not only this mother and family, but to all of us. And we pledge out of National Action Network at our national convention that we're going to the Justice Department to review this case. There cannot be the allowance of no-knock laws nowhere in this country.
Okay, enough of that, ladies and gentlemen. So now what they're doing now, they're spinning this into a no-knock warrant narrative. Well, the problem is no knock warrants, so we got to go here and tell them to get rid of the no knock warrants. Same thing with Breonna Taylor, the so-called no knock warrant. We got to go in there, oh, those evil no knock warrants. Family, listen, this is not about no damn no knock warrants, okay? This is not about no knock warrants. We have to start looking at the elephant in the room. The problem is there are too many white supremacists that are allowed to be in law enforcement. We are being targeted as a people. The politicians know it. And we have to have a specific protection bill that makes us a protected class so that they can't do that. We have to go for the jugular. We have to stop letting them frame the narrative. The reason why the Breonna Taylors and the Amir Locks and so many black people are having these race soldiers run up into their homes, blowing them away while they're sleeping, is because of the white supremacists in law enforcement. If our elected officials are not going to give us the same protection that they are giving Asians, they have Asian hate crime bills immediately after some Asian people were aggrieved. You push an Asian person, all of a sudden, federal hate crime laws against Asians are coming out left and right. But they do not have that for us. That is disrespectful. And we are the ones who voted them into office. They do not have hate crime laws specifically that help us. They put us in laws that encompasses everybody. Like that bogus Emmett Till Lynching Act. Again, they keep throwing these laws and bills that are not even enforced. And even the Emmett Till Lynching Act, and that's another thing. We have to stop going for symbolisms. When we say we need a law that protects us, they flip it and then give us a law with a black person's name on it. So we'll give you the George Floyd Act. That doesn't really protect us. Yeah. They just got the Emmett Till, they'll name the lynching, so-called anti-lynching bill, which that's a nothing burger, because most murders, these race soldiers running up in people's homes, killing them, these are not classified as lynchings. They're not doing the traditional lynchings that they're doing now. And even when they do lynch black people by hanging them in trees, law enforcement turns around and says that it's a suicide. Every time you see a black person hanging in a tree somewhere, law enforcement is out here talking about it was a damn suicide, where both their hands are tied behind their back and they're hung up in a tree. So these laws are nothing burgers. What we need are tangibles and specific federal protection laws. We need to be a protected class just like certain Native American tribes. And if they're not going to give us this specifically, do not vote. It's just that simple. Don't participate in the process. With this Emmett Till anti-lynching bill, it's a nothing burger, because when you read it, there's nothing in there that specifically protects black people. Nothing. And also, with the Emmett Till bill, the woman who had Emmett Till killed, allegedly, she's still alive running around Mississippi right now, Carol Bryant. If I'm not mistaken, I think Carol Bryant is still alive. So if you wanted to see how real that bill was, you would go after Carol Bryant right now, which they're not doing. These are nothing burgers, ladies and gentlemen. And we have to stop co-signing the nothing burgers. We have to stop co-signing people neglecting us. It is very important not to vote. Because if you don't vote, that means you're not going to expect a bogus system to help you out anyway. So naturally, you are going to start connecting with other foundational black Americans and start doing for ourselves. We're going to start looking out for each other just instinctively. See, there's a reason, and I talked about this before. When Obama was in office, we let a lot of stuff go down. We let a lot of black folks get slaughtered. We didn't do anything because we thought we put Obama in office. Man, we know he's going to do something. We swore up and down. Man, we know we got the first black president. I know he's not going to sit up here and let black people just get slaughtered left and right. So we sat on our hands under Obama, and that set a bad precedent. So now that gave a green light for race soldiers and vigilantes to come at us nonstop. And that's what we're seeing now. And we're fighting back to a certain degree because we realize we're all we got. I'm telling you, it is so important for us to not vote if they are not going to give us specific protections or give us specific tangibles, because we're better off on our damn own, because we're on our own anyway. And we cannot keep being fooled by these bogus bills. Another one they got is that damn Crown Act. They were running around. See, they put these little symbolic bills out there to wave in our faces to say, hey, look, this is what we're doing for you guys. We had the Emmett Till law. We had the George Floyd Policing Act, nothing burger. And we had the Crown Act, all nothing burgers. Family, this Crown Act, which is supposed to, it's a law that they've been bragging about. They've been patting themselves on the back about this damn Crown Act, where they're supposed to ban discrimination against black hairstyles. All right, let me show y'all the link to that. Hold on, let me show y'all that. Yeah, this is where they're supposed to. House passes the Crown Act banning discrimination against black hairstyles. So they were bragging about this Crown Act last week. Oh, they were patting themselves on the back. Look at what we done. Look, we haven't neglected you, black people. We got the Crown Act. Oh, the Crown Act, the Crown Act, the Crown Act. All right, now, right after they announced this damn Crown Act and they broke in their arms, patting themselves on the back and congratulating themselves, there was a situation. I forgot what state this is in, but there was a girls' powerlifting meet. Some high school girls, or high school or junior high, but I think they might be high school girls. So they had a powerlifting meet. One of the black girls, she had her hair braided and some beads in her hair. The black girl, she was in the competition. She was doing her thing. And then they told her, one of the judges was like, well, you have beads in your hair. And if you don't get those beads out of your hair, you're going to be disqualified. So they got the little black girl, singled her out, and made her take the beads out of her hair. And from what I understand, the little girl was crying and she was humiliated, and some of the other girls kind of went over to her to help her get the beads out of her hair. But let me play the video of this. And it was clearly a white school, because most of the girls kind of helping her out were little white girls. All right, hold on 1 second. Let me play that. This is them, the little black girl. They're pulling the beads out of her hair. Hold on. Let me show y'all the video of that. All right. So the little girl has to go through this humiliation of them pulling the beads out of her hair for the competition. All right. This is humiliating. All right. So our children still have to go through this type of humiliation, ladies and gentlemen. So I've been asking on Twitter, what's up with that damn Crown Act they've been bragging about? They've been bragging left and right all over about this damn Crown Act. They've been talking about the Crown Act, the Crown Act, the Crown Act. So what's going on with the Crown Act? What is going on with this Crown Act that they've been bragging about? And boy, they've been splaining left and right. They've been splaining about this Crown Act. Oh, well, we had the Crown Act, but it hadn't been ratified yet. It still have to go through the Senate. Well, the Crown Act, it don't cover beads, because beads are ornament. So we've been hearing a lot of splaining. Yeah, it's another one of those I'm white and I say so laws. So they've been doing a lot of splaining with this Crown Act. Now that there's a video of a little girl being humiliated. Oh, well, it don't cover beads, Dad. So a big nothing burger. No, notice this never happens to white kids. They don't humiliate white kids about their damn hair. They don't humiliate white children. And let me tell you something. White kids can, you can't ban them for doing anything. They have carte blanche to do whatever they want to do. They can come to school and come to a competition with spike hair, purple hair, all of that stuff. They're not going to disqualify no white kid. Why, a white boy can go put on a wig and say, I'm a white girl, and they'll let him compete and wouldn't say nothing. They wouldn't dare do anything to stop a white boy slash trans girl or whatever. They wouldn't do that to them. They would not do that to them. They would not humiliate them like that. You understand? The Crown Act is the Clown Act. It ain't about no damn hair. Let me tell you something. They don't care what you have on your head unless you're black. Because I've had Negroes trying to explain some Democratic shields. Well, you're not supposed to have some on your head in the competition because it's a hazard. What does beads on your hair have to do with you lifting weights? Well, so the beads can fall out and you can trip on it. Remember, they would do the same thing with Venus and Serena when they had beads in their hair. Remember how white folks used to target them? Venus and Serena, when they had those beads in their hair, they used to target them and go after them about that all the time. They've always done that with our cultural hairstyles, and they understand that beads is a cultural thing. That's why they put it in there. They know white girls ain't really rocking no beads or nothing like that. Beads, that's a cultural thing. That's why they put it in there so that they could sabotage black players. You see? They don't sabotage other people's culture. It ain't about something being on your head. Let me tell you something. If there was a white boy in a weightlifting competition in high school and they said you can't have nothing on your head, but a white boy wanted to compete with a yarmulke on his head, they're not going to tell him to remove that damn yarmulke. They wouldn't do it in a million years. They would not do it. If a trans white boy or girl or whatever you want to call him get out there and have a rainbow wig with all types of beads and braids, they are not going to sit there and humiliate a trans LGBT white kid. They're not going to do it. We sit here and let these people run this game on us and humiliate our kids and still get our asses out here voting for nothing. We got to get out that habit of co-signing our own demise. We got to get out of that. And again, they've been explaining, and the woman, because I put the tweet up on my page. It went viral. A lot of news, major news articles caught on to it. And the woman who actually helped start, or who was appointed to start that Crown Act, who works with the Biden administration, she hopped into the comments with some splaining. Let me find her thing real quick. She hopped in there splaining. She did a little splaining. Let me find her thing real quickly. She got her little splain on. Her name is Abjoa B. Asamoa. Now, she's Ghanaian. All right. This is her right here. She's Ghanaian. So she hopped in. She was like, hey, Tariq, the Crown Act hasn't passed everywhere, Tariq, but I'm working tirelessly to ensure it is. I led the nationwide movement on behalf of the Crown Coalition I co-created with three black women, Orlena, Essie, and Kelly. These sound like some more immigrants. So she's still patting herself on the back, trying to get some black girl magic props for pushing an empty ass bill that can't even be enforced. Again, see, they get their non-FBA tethers to do their dirty work for them. This is the slickness of the Democrats. All right. And you go to her page and she's all clicked in with Biden. Hold on. This is her all clicked in with Biden and Kamala, with the Joloff smile. So, yeah, just a big nothing burger. Just a big old nothing burger. Just bragging about nothing. Again, and my thing is I don't want to attack other black folks, because my thing is I understand that they work for the establishment. My focus is always going to be on the white supremacists who's pushing these nothing burgers, and they're trying to get their Negroes to do it for them. All right, we got to stop going for the okie doke. This is why we should not vote, ladies and gentlemen. These people try to trick us into voting. What they do, the Democrats get a bunch of black people whose job is to go out here to trick us into voting. Yeah, she's centering herself, bragging about this nothing burger. And she wants to get props for a nothing burger. We're not going for it. This is why it is important not to vote, family. We need protections. We need the same type of protections that Native Americans get, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about the red Native Americans. We need those kind of protections. We can't sit out here and just constantly be attacked left and right by these white supremacists and their flunkies. Because right now, law enforcement, man, these are genocidal races on these law enforcement agencies. And out here in Los Angeles, the infamous Deputy Sheriff Villanueva, I think that's his name, Alex Villanueva, they have summoned him to testify about the deputy gangs that people been talking about for decades out here. They're going to finally force him to testify. I'm trying to see what he's going to say about it. I think he's going to pull a Mark Furman and just plead the fifth, because number one, if he lies, he's going to perjure himself and going to get himself in trouble. And if he tells the truth, that's going to launch another investigation, and that's going to mess up that whole blue wall of silence. So I think he's going to get up there and just plead the fifth, which is an admission of guilt, basically. Villanueva is going to get out there and start pleading the fifth. That's what I suspect of him. He can't get out there and lie. He get out there and lie, he's going to perjure the hell out of himself. So I can't wait and see what his testimony is going to be. But we know that there are card-carrying white supremacist gangs in law enforcement all around the country. There was one out there in Illinois they just outed. This dude was all up on the Gab website just talking crazy about black folks, talking genocidal. Illinois police officer resigns after white supremacist post surfaces online. And he was on there talking about killing black people. This is an active cop. Right here, this is him right here. All right. Dirty, funky, white supremacist race soldier. Officer Aaron Paul Nichols out of Springfield Police. Family, we got these type of people. And he outed himself because he was so comfortable with his racism. He's sitting on websites bragging, and somebody doxed him and they found out he was an active duty cop. Talking about killing black people. This is why people are running up in folks' houses and killing them. This is who you have, family, on law enforcement. We don't need to be voting if they're not doing anything about this. We have to push this line, family. We have to put our foot down and say, hey, if you're not going to do something to protect us from these damn white supremacist race soldiers, we're not voting. We're going to carry ourselves like maroons, meaning we're going to be living on our own, depending on ourselves, not participating in your system, looking out for other black people because we understand we all we got anyway. It's very important not to vote, family. We've been sitting here playing this symbolic game forever. And what they try to do, they try to scare us with the Republicans. Oh, the Republicans are so racist. Look at what they're doing to immigrants and whoop-de-whoop. So what? We're not immigrants. And the immigrants that come over, they have so much anti-FBA vitriol. Good riddance. That's where I am. I don't give a damn. We shouldn't have all of these influxes of immigrants coming over here. I ain't talking about just any specific group. I don't. None of them. None of them. We don't need all of them flooding over here. Yeah, I don't mind them stopping them from flooding over here. Greg Abbott out of Texas, he just made an announcement because Biden let a whole bunch. I just saw a video. There was just busloads of immigrants out there in Texas getting released out of federal custody. They're just releasing them in the streets by the busloads. Letting them Latino immigrants just flood the streets out there, man. And Greg Abbott is like, nah, we're going to start shipping them to Washington, D.C. Let me play this thing here. Let me play him. Hold on. This is Greg Abbott. And by the way, I didn't know Greg Abbott was in a wheelchair. I didn't know that. I just noticed he's in a wheelchair. How long has he been in a wheelchair? I didn't know he could walk. It's just like FDR. FDR was in a wheelchair. Nobody knew about it. I just found out Greg Abbott was in a wheelchair. Did not know that. But this is Greg Abbott talking about sending these immigrants to Washington, D.C. Hold on. Hold on.
That project underway immediately for the zero tolerance and the inspections that will be taking place. Second, to help local officials whose communities are being overwhelmed by hordes of illegal immigrants who are being dropped off by the Biden administration, Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants who have been dropped off by the Biden administration to Washington, D.C. We are sending them to the United States Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border. To get that going, I'm going to send a letter to Chief Nim Kidd with the Texas Division of Emergency Management, who will be in charge of this operation.
There it is. All right. All right. There it is right there. Hold on. All right. All right. That's what it is. So I'm not even mad at him. I'm not mad at him, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not mad. I am not mad. They're going to put him right back on Biden. Now, my D.C. people better be careful. But, yeah, I'm not. I'm cool. Yeah, I'm cool on all of these immigrant groups coming over. Ain't nobody hating on you, but, yeah, it doesn't work for us. This thing don't work for us anyway. All we do is just get a bunch of immigrants over here eating off our tax dollars after we done voted for these Democrats to let them flood over here, and they give them all of our tax dollars, and the Democrats won't give us nothing. And then these same immigrants turn around and have nothing but contempt for us. Good riddance. I am not tripping. You know, coming over here, harming us, flooding our communities with drugs. That's where the drugs come from. Let's keep it a buck. I don't give a damn if they get mad. Yeah, let's keep it a buck. That's where the damn drugs come in. And then we have to eat the negativity of all of their behavior. Yeah. Take them on back. Doesn't do anything for us anyway. Them coming in from South America just doesn't help us. There's no black-brown coalition. Villanueva, he's brown. How's that working out for us? These deputy gangs, these white supremacy deputy gangs in law enforcement out here in California, most of them, half of them are damn brown Latino or white Latino, because there's no such thing as a brown Latino. They identify as white. They are Latino. And folks got to understand, and black folks, you got to understand this. And Villanueva, he's been so anti-black, it's ridiculous. Latino culture, man, has always been anti-black, because Spanish culture has been anti-black. Anti-black racism, modern white supremacy, came out of Spain. Go read my book, Foundation of Black American Race Baiter. I talk about that. It's always been anti-black. So they bring that anti-black racism with them, and we're up here talking about a damn coalition that doesn't exist. Ain't no coalition, family. We just have to accept reality for what it is. And people turn around and say, well, what about the black immigrants? What about your black brothers? All immigrants are not white. All immigrants are not Latino. All immigrants are not Asian. All immigrants are not Arab. There's your black brethren. Let's look at the word brethren. All right? Because again, unfortunately, some of the black immigrants, too many of them are worse than the white supremacists and the Latino immigrants. Too many of them, not all of them, but damn too many of them. They come over here with the same vitriol after we sit here and go out of our way to help them and bend over backwards to help them. They sit up here and project all of their hatred onto us as if we're hating on them. Notice whenever we have our Twitter spaces, they're always hopping in there. How can you hate on Africans, nigga? No, nobody's hating on you. The hate is coming from your side. Y'all come over here talking about we got to stay away from the Akata. Somebody pulled up an interview of that Jesse Wu woman, and she's always making little slick cracks about foundational Black Americans. And I want to play this video of her talking to some other Haitian dude, talking about how, I guess, white America teaches Black people to hate Haitians. Like, what the hell? Listen to this, man. This is what we get. These folks sit up here, and these are the conversations that they have among themselves. And, you know, sometimes it'll publicly leak out. But these are the conversations they have among themselves. This vitriolic, nonsensical nonsense they talk about us. Listen to this. I want y'all to listen to this. Listen to Jesse Wu, comedian, and I don't know what else she does. But this is Jesse Wu. Hold on, she's Haitian. Hold on 1 second. Hold on.
Like I said, America teaches you
to hate. And America definitely taught, you know, Black Americans especially to hate Haitians. That was definitely.
They did. They definitely. I feel like it works now.
No, now it's cool versus, you know, when I was growing up, it was like taboo. And I would see Haitian kids deny being Haitian. My mama always told me, I better not ever catch you doing that. I better not ever catch you denying that you are Haitian. Let me tell you who we are. You know, and I just had one of those moms who just, she made it her duty to speak life into where we came from. And she would take me back. My grandma would take me back to Haiti all the time. And when we went to Haiti, we lived well. We got one couple of days down there. You know, like, we're living good.
Okay. I hate when folk, when we go back home, we live well. No, you don't. I wish y'all stop lying. You're not living well back home. Whenever I'm on Twitter spaces, they always say the same thing. Back in Somalia, I live good in Somalia. Back home, I live good. We live well. If you live so well, you wouldn't be here. Let's stop. You're not living well back home. We've been there. We've seen it. We've been to some of these places where you live. Our thing is, we're not trying to disparage you, but don't come over here popping your collar talking about how well you're living and trying to pull some kind of rank. Ma'am, we've been to your homeland. You're not living well. There's a reason why you're here. People who live well don't leave. I got four houses and a mansion back home in Elephants and stop. That's that Prince of Zamunda stuff. I'm poor here, but I'm rich home. Stop. And the family, she's talking about we Black Americans were taught to hate Haitians. Where? Family, let me speak for all foundational Black Americans. Let me just speak for all of us. Foundational Black Americans don't even think about y'all, let alone hate on you. You are the last thing on our minds. We're not sitting around thinking about you to hate on you. Now, Jesse Wu said she went to school down in Miami, and she was talking about all the hate she got going in school in Miami in the 90s. Oh, it was so bad for Haitians. Oh, they used to get clowned. All people talked about them being dirty, and people said they had AIDS and all of this stuff. Ma'am, let me say this. The people in Miami who was talking down on you, those were other damn Caribbeans. Jesse Wu and others. These were not foundational Black Americans talking greasy to you. These were other Caribbeans. These were other Jamaicans, Trinidadians, Dominicans. These were other Caribbeans talking trash about you. Don't put that on us. See, this is why we differentiate ourselves. Down there in Miami, those schools are full of immigrants, Black immigrants. Those are the ones hating on you. Black Cubans, it ain't foundational Black Americans hating on you. Let's stop all that. We ain't thinking about you because we generally don't go to school with immigrants because we're not immigrants. We don't live around a lot of immigrants. We don't trip on immigrants like that. That's not even in our culture. You understand? That's not in our culture to hate on any Black person based on their ethnic difference. We're not taught to do that. You don't have old black people talking about, y'all stay away from them Haitians, baby. We don't talk like that. Never. We've never talked like that. All my foundational black Americans know this. That's not what we do, because it's not even practical for us to think like that. That's something they love, projecting this little Caribbean strife that they have with each other. And they like to get it and project it on us instead of working that out within your own Caribbean group. And from what I understand, Jessie Wu, unfortunately, she was molested. She said she was molested. That's very unfortunate. But she was molested by one of her damn Haitian cousins, though. So these folks get abused by their own Haitian and Caribbean family members and then try to take that vitriol out on us. No. Just like Tarana Burke was going around here talking about she was sexually abused. But Tarana Burke is Caribbean, and she grew up in a Caribbean neighborhood, an immigrant neighborhood in New York. I know ain't no foundational black Americans did none to no damn Tarana Burke. But they take all of that vitriol out on foundational black Americans. Handle your own business. Handle your own business. Don't put that on us. See, y'all have these dudes in your own culture doing all of this grimy stuff, and then you won't confront them, but then y'all try to project all that stuff onto us, just like that street harassment nonsense those Tether women were running around talking about, getting with these white supremacist feminist organizations to create these new stop and frisk laws that would target black folks, talking about when they walk around in the street, they get harassed by dudes. That's in New York. That's in those cities where there's those thirsty immigrant dudes doing all that. We ain't doing that. It's them thirsty immigrant dudes yelling at your ass on the streets. We ain't doing that. Don't put that on us. Do not put that on us. Man, please. But the thing is, we have to let everybody hold their own nuts. Okay, everybody is looking at us as competition, and we're sitting up here trying to look at other groups as some type of ally that they're not. We don't have any allies, family. We're on our own. And truth be told, we get stuff done when we understand that we're on our own, family. When we realize we're all we got, we start getting stuff done. We start making things happen when we realize we all we got. And speaking of being all you got, I know people are still talking about the Will and Jada situation. People are still going in on that. You know, I don't want to beat a dead horse, because I know people are just milking this thing. They're just going in on it and going in on it. Allegedly, I think Jada released a statement, and this is from some of the major news wires. What did Jada say? Jada Pinkett Smith wishes that Will didn't get physical with Chris Rock at the Oscars. The couples are in agreement that he overreacted, as Whoopi Goldberg insisted his career will recover. Jada wishes her husband didn't slap Chris Rock, a source says. An insider says Jada isn't mad at him, but she said she doesn't need protecting. Okay, I don't know if this is valid. This is what they're saying. I hope Jada didn't go this route. No, Jada, this is not the lick. Okay. Now listen, let me say this, because this is not how you go about it. This is not how you go about it. This is not how you go about it. Jada, I hope you didn't say that. Listen. What Jada has to do, Jada has to take one for the team on this one. Right now, Will is hurting. His career is taking a hurt right now. They're pausing some of his movies. No, Jada's going to have to be a team damn player right now. Jada's messing up. If Jada said this, Jada, this ain't the move. You're messing up bad right now. Jada needs to take one for the team. The way they spin this, they got to spin this. They got to do some damage control. Okay? What they got to do, Will has to go into rehab. He has to go into some type of emotional breakdown, nervous breakdown rehab. He has to make an announcement that he's been emotionally broken, and Jada has to take responsibility for it. Jada has to get out here and and take that. She has to take that. She has to take it for the team. Jada has to get out here and say, hey, you know what? I've been stressing Will out. There's a lot of stuff that I've been doing. I've been stressing Will out. Will has been under a lot of pressure because of me. Jada has to go out here and fall on the proverbial sword for the relationship. Yeah, people are saying she ain't going to do that. That's the problem. She needs to do that. Jada needs to go out here and she has to clean it up. She has to go out here and blame it on herself to save Will. She has to take that for Will. She's about to fumble the damn bag for the family. Jada has to go out here and say, you know what? I've been somewhat emotionally abusive. I've been narcissistic. I've been needy. And I've been, Will has done so much to try to please me. And he is broken down. And I will take some of the responsibility. She's going to have to be the sacrificial lamb for the relationship. It's not going to hurt her in any way. It's not going to harm her for doing that. Somebody said her ego is too big. See, Jada got to get out of here and take that for the team, man. Help Will. She has to help Will. Because now August Alsina, somebody's talking about he about to get a book deal. There's rumors that he's about to get a six-figure book deal to spill the beans. And truth be told, I'm going to be the first one buying the shit. I'm going to be the first one in line at Barnes & Noble's with my reading glasses and a honey bun waiting in line because I'm going to read every chapter of that. I can't wait till that come out. But Jada got to take this. Jada, you got to help spin it. Save Will. Will went out here trying to take one for the team and it backfired on him. They're trying to blacklist Will right now. Jada, you got to take one for the team. Don't let Will go out like that. Jada, don't do it. Let Will be the victim here. Bill, say, look, Will is a nice guy. He was suffering from emotional abuse. My antics made him have a nervous breakdown. Will has to go out here and make white folks comfortable again. Now, he's going to have to give a bag to Chris Rock. That's just what it is. Chris Rock is going to show up with a doctor's note pretty soon. He's going to say he has permanent whiplash. Chris Rock is about to get a bag. Will Smith is going to have to chip off Chris Rock, all right? You're going to have to make that right, which is going to happen, all right? He's going to have to chip Chris Rock off. He's going to have to paper him up. But Will, you got to go into victim mode. You got to go into rehab. Will, you got to go into rehab. Damn, a red table talk. Take your ass to rehab. And also, Will is going to have to start going up into some white churches. None of that T.D. Jake stuff. No. Will is going to have to start going up into some white churches to make these white people feel safe now because white people feel betrayed. So he's going to go out here and have to buck them eyes just a little bit to get the white people back comfortable. Because, see, white people feel betrayed because he's showing violence. They thought he was the nonviolent Negro. He didn't scare white people. Will, you're going to have to go out here to some white churches. Stay away from T.D. Jakes and Creflo Dollar. Take your ass to Billy Graham's church or go down there to Texas to Joel Osteen. You're going to have to go to Joel Osteen's church and do some prayer with them white folks, Will. That's what you're going to have to do, Will. You're going to have to go out there to the white people's church. You're going to have to do a prayer circle with Joel Osteen and some of them white folks at them churches, man. You got to make them white folks comfortable again, man. Will, save yourself. You got to save yourself, man. You got to go out there and sing some of them white, not the Negro spirituals. You got to sing some of them white country songs. You got to sing them. You got to go out there and sing them white gospel songs. Hold on. You got to go out there like this. You're going to be in Joel Osteen's church. You got to be in Joel Osteen's church like this, Will Smith. Like this. I saw the light. the Lord. I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm sorry, white folks. I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light on the light. I saw the light. Lord, gone. And I saw the light. I saw the light. You're going to have to sing I Saw the Light, nigga. I'm sorry. You got to sing some of them white gospel songs, nigga. You got to go in that bitch singing I Saw the Light. and get jiggy with it to get them white folks off your ass. Save yourself, Will. Listen to my advice. I'm trying to help you, buddy. You better go out there and get some white praise dancers in cowboy boots singing that, brother. Save yourself, Will. Jada, take one for the team. Stop being narcissistic, Jada. You're messing up the bag, ma'am. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in, man. Again, the baby registry right there below. Y'all click that link below for the baby registry for baby quote Nisha. Get some gifts from our child on the way. Ladies and gentlemen, click that link for our baby. Get us some nice stuff. Also, don't forget to go to officialfba.com, officialfba.com, to get the Foundation of Black America and Race Baiter book. Also, get the maroon shirts. And next month, guys, I'm going to have a cool maroon package for everybody. Back by popular demand, we're going to have another package deal. A lot of people missed out on the last package deal because we sold out very quickly. This is why it's important to get those package deals early. We sold out very quickly, but we're going to have another one next month for the family. And it's going to be a great deal. So you guys stay tuned for that. Anyway, man, y'all have a great afternoon. I will holler at you guys later on this week.